It's time for the truth. Will you join us in the study of the precious Word of God today, that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12. We're having a wonderful study there, Romans chapter 12. And we're going to begin reading with the sixth verse, Romans chapter 12, verse 6. So while we're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies up there. The radio programs are there. The Sunday morning messages are there. Our Constitution is there. The Plan of Salvation is there. Please visit our site and enjoy it and grow from it. Come to know the Lord Jesus through it. And if you'd like to email us, why, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 12. We're going to begin reading with verse 6. I said, let's start with verse 5. It kind of brings it right into it. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or in that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessities of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your precious word. I just ask that you would guide and lead us each and every day through your word as we take the opportunity to study it as believers. I know, Father, that there are folks listening that are not believers. They may be very religious and be very faithful to church, and yet do not know you as their personal Savior. Please today take your precious word, convict their hearts, show them the way of salvation, show them how to be saved, how to be born again, how to recognize that you died on the cross, your Son Jesus died on the cross to save them. And all they need to do is turn and believe and walk with you. So please, dear Lord, please touch every heart today. And whatever the need is, apply it to your honor and glory. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good study. Every time we come together, it's a wonderful study. Glad that you've joined us. And now that we begin here with this, again, the sixth verse, we have, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given us. And it starts out, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Ministering, let us wait on the ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. And it just continues down through that same. We need to realize what this is saying. Whatever gift God gives, we are to do our best with it. And we are to do it, and it has been divided in this manner. It is to be done in simplicity, in cheerfulness, and in humility. And I appreciate the way that that has been divided. In simplicity, make it clear, make it easy, that all can understand whatever gift that you have and the service that you're giving. And then again, with a cheerful heart, with a smile. And then, most important, or as important, and that is with humility. Many times, we do not come with a humble heart. We come with pride, and pride is something that God does not like. And so we need to see that when we come, that we use it. Now, let's think about this with these gifts that are stated here. And it starts out, whether prophecy. That's the first one here that we have in this sixth verse. The New Testament prophet is one who speaks unto men, to the edification and the exhortation and comfort. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to be in several verses of Scripture today because we need to see what they're really talking and what Paul's really saying here. And so 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to the edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesies edifieth the church. We need to speak the word of God clearly. We have the word of God. God spoke in the Old Testament, spoke through prophets because they did not have the complete word. So he used prophets, and he spoke to those prophets, and those prophets then would speak the truth. However, we need to realize that we have the Word of God now. And so there is no new prophecies. There's no, if you hear of a prophet that's proclaiming something that is contrary to this precious Word, that changes the Word of God, and you know if you've listened very long, that I believe and follow and hope that you do, the old King James. Please don't leave that. Don't get hooked into a new version of some sort or another. Let's go back to the old King James, listen to it clearly, and let it speak to your heart. There is no new prophecy, but the purpose for edification, exhortation, and comfort. Be careful so it is not a man-made prophecy. We are to rightly divide the word, and we are rightly to feed the church, feed the believers, that they may grow. And so please, as the word of God, whether you're a teacher or whether you're a pastor, see that those words come, and they come very, very clearly, very distinctly. And again, the edification, the building up, the exhortation, the teaching, and the comfort. And so please, don't be duped by some a preacher or some teacher or some denomination. And I'm going to give you a little clearer. It's if it doesn't follow the Word of God, if it does not follow the King James, if it doesn't follow the Word of God, it's not of God. It's of the Antichrist, because there's no two sides to it. There's one way, and that is to follow God's precious word. And so we are to teach to speak unto men for this purpose, and we're to rightly divide the word. So I hope that will help you a little bit, and we'll continue here, because as we look now on into Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, Galatians, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it tells us here that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastor teachers, and the purpose is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. That's the purpose. Every officer in the church, anyone that has taken a position of leadership in the church, should have a single eye, a single desire, and a single motive. and that is to see that what he or she can do to build up the body of Christ is for the purpose to strengthen the believers in their faith and to advance them in the cause of Christ, giving out the word of God and helping them to grow on the earth. If that is not your reason for service, please stop. If your reason is not for the purpose of building up the body of Christ, building up believers, strengthening believers, as a teacher, as a pastor, that should be your desire. If you have lost folks in your church, in your class, oh, please, that you just pray for them and bring salvation to them, that they will be born again and begin to walk each day. But if you're doing it for any other reason, then you're doing it for selfish reasons. You're doing it for self-righteous reasons. Too much pride. Too much vainglory. That's what we have in the church today. We don't have a humble pastors and teachers. We don't have folks many times that are helping with the music or helping with the youth or leading the song service. It is done out of their pride, and they want someone to pat them on the back. God help us to do it for one reason, and that is for the glory of God and for Him only. As we begin, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Again, we are to be in service to the Lord. We are to be praising His name. We are to be, as 1 Corinthians 14:3 says, speaketh unto the men to the edification and exhortation and comfort. Please, do it in service to the Lord. We come next. Our ministry. This ministry is the same. Let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. Please, that we do it all to the honor and glory of God. All of that comes underneath this, the prophecy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry. He that wait on our ministering, he that teacheth on teaching. Again, it all falls to strengthen believers in faith, to advance the cause of Christ on earth. That should be our purpose. Please, that there is no self-centered, self-righteousness, selfishness, pride that enters into that. And it's awful easy for that to come in. It's awful easy to need somebody to pat you on the back. He that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. As we look here at the exhorteth on exhortation, is to comfort fellow believers. A definition here could be primarily to call to one's side, and so in turn to one's aid. Encouragement, comfort. Let's look at what Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 13th verse. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, which the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. You know, as we get to the point of the church, the body of believers, the he that exhorteth on exhortation, again, encourage, exhortation, exhort, comfort. The church needs men like this. He that ruleth, the scripture is really speaking of here. He that is he who presides or supervises, let him do it with diligence. The person who leads, there must be leaders in the church. But not only in the church, we need leaders in the home first. And then once we have leaders in the home and then the church, then we'll find those leaders in the business. And we need leaders in the business. We need leaders in our government that are born again believers that walk after the Lord Jesus Christ and be led by God. A praying people that will lift this country out of the waller that it's in because of the lack of godly leadership that we have. Please, please that we stand up for our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ and we walk with Him each day. The filth that this is that's happened in this country today is so beyond our imagination of just a few years ago. The murder of so many babies, the situation with the marriage, with the family today. The family is being destroyed. This is all by ungodly people. And many of them even stand with the name Christian. You can't be a Christian and have a stand of that. You're not a believer in Jesus Christ. You've never come by faith to the Lord Jesus. If you follow after those thoughts and beliefs, please, we need not only to walk with the Lord Jesus, we need to again be single in eyes, single in motive, and we need to look to be building the body of Christ. Going out and sharing the gospel, bringing folks to the Lord Jesus. Comfort fellow believers. Exhorteth on exhortation. To comfort. You know one way that you, the one thing that you have to do in order to comfort? You need to be here. How many times do you miss a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning or a Sunday night service? How many times do you miss Sunday school just because you choose to do that? You choose to go somewhere else or be somewhere else, or you choose just to sit on the couch at home and not come? You choose to find something else to do. Well, there may be a brother or sister here that needs you, but you see, you're not here. God calls this local church to be a body of believers. We need to be together. We need to come together, learn the Word of God, and be looking to comfort fellow believers, primarily to call to one's side and so to one's aid. Please, we need leaders. We need leaders in the home, in the church, and out in the world. We need Christian, born-again believers, God-led believers leading. Don't miss that. Don't miss that. But it sure begins first in the church. Must be in the home first. Then comes to the church. And so please that you take the service of the Lord and take the local church very serious. God has set in place the local church, and we need to build up each other. He that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. He that ruleth, once again, he that presides over, a leader, please, Let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth. What did we say at the beginning here? With simplicity, with cheerfulness, and with humility. There we have simplicity. So please that you understand how we're to serve. Let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth. With diligence, he that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. So right here we have two of them. We have simplicity, and we have cheerfulness. We need to not miss the opportunity of following the Word of God for His training and His upbringing. He that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Now that diligence, you know, we don't have rulers, leaders today, and I'm talking about spiritual leaders that lead with the love of Christ, but they do it with such a desire in their heart, with great diligence, this word says here. With great diligence. Instead of that, it's you know, in verse 11, not slothful in business. Not slothful. Not lazy. That's what we have today. We have folks that don't really care about the local church. You know, I've asked the question from time to time, what would this church be like if everyone was like you? If everyone was like you are, come when you want to, come when you feel like it, sit in the pew and do nothing. What condition would the church be in? Wouldn't be worth much, would it? In many cases, it would be of very little value. No one would ever get saved. No one would hear the Word of God. Please. Let's take these words seriously. Let him do it with simplicity, with clarity, and he that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let's back up here a little bit with he that ruleth. We've got a couple of verses of Scripture back in 1 Thessalonians 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, one that ruleth well his own house, we spoke of that, must be the home first, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? All the way down to verse 12. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into condemnation to the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy to filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being with found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own households well. Let's go to chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Ruleth over you. Now down to the one that spoke of mercy. He that showeth mercy exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let him do it with cheerfulness. This mercy here is a gift to aid those in trouble or in misfortune, or to do it with a smile on their face or joy in their heart. That is how we're to show mercy. This gift is greatly needed in the church today. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Now all these things, many times we look at, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers. Some of these have passed. God has placed them in place until the Word of God was complete, and then no longer were they of necessity. But we need to see that these things were put into place, and we are to show mercy. And again, it is greatly, greatly needed today to show mercy. Back in mercy and kindness and love. Can you imagine a church that doesn't, you know, have the backbiters? Church that is not lazy, a church that has folks that want to come and want to serve immediately. They don't find excuse not to be here. They're always in the house of God to come. They want to be here. They want to serve. They want to help. They want to work. That is what we need and see today in the house of God. And so please that you look each and every day how that you can serve, how that you can help. And so now that we get down, and so we've kind of looked at those words, look those up. Enjoy that study. Exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. We need servants like that. Let love be without dissimulation. Dissimulation means don't play the part. Don't pretend. Don't be a hypocrite. So love without hypocrisy. You know, the first in the fruit of the Spirit back in Galatians, over in Galatians 5, is love. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Please that you serve. Let love be without dissimulation. Don't be a phony. Don't be a phony. And it says, abhor that which is evil. Abhor that which is evil. We are to cleave to that which is good. We are to hate that which is evil. That's the growth we should have. We are to cleave to that which is good. Cleave means to join fast together, to glue, to cement, to fasten firmly together. You turn from one and are to be drawn to the other. Abhor one and cling to the other. That's what we're to do. what a joy as we receive these gifts of service. And we need to understand the means and the way it's to be done. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?